The following is a presentation of Foothills Media Sports.
Gentry got plenty of time. He's got a man wide open. That's Adams. Adams is going to score. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown.
And the pitch. Hit to left field. And that one going back. It is
out of here.
It is out of here.
Brody Martin. Martin's got plenty of room.
Touchdown, Cardinals. Big hole, Keith. He is going to the house. Down to the 20. 10. Touchdown, Blackhawks. 7 seconds. Six.
Eight for three.
It's good! It goes! At the buzzer! Are you kidding me? We got overtime, baby, in Moravian Falls.
Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. High school sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owings State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital. It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Everyone, welcome to West Wilkes High School. It is high school basketball on a Tuesday evening, the 23rd day of January. I'm John Wishon alongside my broadcast partner, Keith Bryant, and we're here for not just an in-county game, but we are in the same zip code game. We have got, for the first time ever, and we're honored to get to bring you this game, Keith, West Wilkes taking on Millers Creek Christian School, which, by the way, the Crow Flies, less than a mile from here.
Yeah, I mean, this is really good that they got these guys together and get to play and got to talk to Coach Phipps. They would really like this to be an annual-type game, John.
I told Coach Phipps earlier it would do my heart good for every school in the county at some time or the other during the season to play Millers Creek Christian School. I think it would be good for the community. It would be good for all the four high schools here, as well as Millers Creek Christian School. It'd be good for them.
Well, you know, you got to believe that a lot of these kids, you know, they know each other, and maybe they played together in the past or whatever else like that. And, you know, I know it's an independent school program, but still there are part of is the Crow, like you said, is the Crow Flies. They're part of the Wilkes County thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really a pleasure to get to do them. We've heard a lot about their program.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of interested in just see how good the program is, John.
Well, they're coming into this game tonight at 7-4 overall, with just getting started with their particular conference season. They're in a conference with, I think, Gospel Light Christian Academy and some other Christian schools, but nonetheless a part of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. And, again, they're 7-4 overall. And I do know one thing. They got a big guy. His name is Cam Layu, number 34. And he is, they say, 6'10".
Well,
and
just looking at him, and I don't doubt that a bit.
He's a big boy. Big, tall boy. And he can shoot the rock from outside. We've been watching them in warm-ups tonight. And you're going to hear his name a lot tonight, Layu. And I do know this. Early on, I was here early setting up before Millers Creek got here, and that's all Coach Phipps was talking about. boys. You got a 6'10 guy down here on the block tonight, and he had a golf club driver holding it up in the air, showing them how tall his reach would be, and showing them that they're not just going to be able to put that ball straight up. They're going to have to give him a ball fake and do some moves.
And, you know, the amazing thing about it is, you know, you say 6'10", boy, he's really going to be something on the inside. But I'm going to tell you what, this young man can shoot, John.
He is a shooting machine from the outside. And so I'm going to be anxious to see how West Wilkes handles this tonight and see how this game turns out. We do want to say thanks to Wilkes Communications for sponsoring our pregame show. And, of course, we want to take a second here when we come back from this break and look around at the other games going on in the area tonight. Some pretty big matchups when it comes to conference play going on tonight. And we'll talk about that when we return in just a moment.
What you do is important. So is having a partner who supports you. At Skyline National Bank, we're here to bring out your best so you can continue to make our community better. Your pursuits and dreams mean something. Whatever you most want to achieve, share it with us. Skyline National Bank, always our best. Visit skylinenationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop the IGA Marketplace, your low-price leader. Fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. Chicken thighs and drumsticks, 79 cents a pound. Two-pack bone-in Boston bun, $1.49 a pound. Tennessee Pride sausage, 2 for $7. From the Farmer's Market, red navel oranges, russet potatoes, and Honeycrisp apples. Savings in every aisle. Shop the IGA Marketplace, Brushy Mountain Marketplace, and Rock Creek Marketplace of Wilkesboro, Marketplace of North Wilkesboro, and the IGA of Mount Airy, Boonville, and Harmony. The IGA Marketplace, your low price leader. Buy $100 worth of car washes for $80 at Ride with Pride Car Wash. Receive a free vacuum token with every touchless automatic car wash. They offer a bug and desalt pass on their top wash. Open 24/7. Call or text for your $100 discount card for only $80 at 828-320-6609. 828-320-6609. Ride with Pride Car Wash in Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, Elkin, Taylorsville, and Boone.
Hi, I'm Alice Blankenship, branch manager for Piedmont Federal Savings Bank in North Wilkesboro. This year, we're celebrating 120 years of local service. From checking and savings to home and small business loans, we put our experience to work every day for your banking needs. Visit our website, call us at 336-667-9211, or visit our branch to learn how we can help you achieve your financial goals. Piedmont Federal Savings Bank.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Good evening once again from West Wilkes High School. John Wishon, Keith Bryan here. High school basketball coming your way in just a few moments here. Millers Creek Christian School visiting West Wilkes for the very first time ever, and we'll bring you all the play-by-play. But Keith, taking a look around at the in boys standings in the 2A, North Surrey sitting atop the conference at 5-0, East Surrey 4-1, Surrey Central 3-1, North Wilkes 3-1. But North Wilkes has an opportunity tonight at home to face this North Surrey team, and boy, that could go a long way in conference standings.
Well, the next two games.
Oh yeah, Surrey and North Surrey.
Yeah, North Surrey, East Surrey. I tell you what, they win them two right there, John. They're right in the thick. I mean, they are right there.
Yeah, and then they got Surrey Central. I mean, you know, they've got the next three games actually for North are huge. But starting with tonight, they play the undefeated North Surrey team. And in talking to Coach Phipps, he did tell us earlier tonight. He said, you know, I talked to Logan today, and I said, you know what? You know, that North Surrey team, they're good, don't get me wrong. And they got one kid, if he really gets hot, can take over a game. But he said Wilkes Central was up on them by 17 in the second half. And, you know, I they're not invincible like they were last year.
No, I mean, they had a tremendous shooter last year. And,
And they like had the supporting cast,
well,
too.
You know, the player you're talking about was Conference Player of the Year.
Yeah,
last year,
exactly.
So that ought to tell you something. I mean, his talent is not diminished in no stretch, but he just don't have the pieces around him that he had last year.
Yeah, true. So big game tonight going on with Forbush at Wilkes Central tonight. And, of course, tonight we're here at Millers Creek Christian School at West Wilkes. and North Surrey is over at North Wilkes. Surrey Central East Surrey game coming up is going to be a pretty big game coming up tomorrow night. That would be a fun one to watch as well. North Surrey just defeated Surrey Central last Friday night, and that was a 65-50 defeat. So that tells you how good they are.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I was really thinking that maybe Surrey Central would really be battling a little bit closer to that. But when I saw that score, I was a little surprised by that. You know, like I said, they're defending conference champions.
Yep.
So, you know, everything at this point in time has to go through the Greyhounds.
I agree with that. Over on the girls' side, North Wilkes sits atop the conference at 4-0. East Surrey is 4-1, their only defeat being to North Wilkes. And then Forbush 3-2, North Surrey 3-2. So this is a big game for North Wilkes on the girls' side, too. You can't discount those Lady Greyhounds either.
Well, the thing about it, their overall record's 11-3, so that ought to tell you something right there. North Surrey, they've always been really, really strong in girls' basketball. And, you know, it's the girls, you know, you talk about the boys' schedule. Well, they've got North Surrey, and then they turn around and got East Surrey. Mm-hmm. So that's two big games for the girls as well.
Over on the 1A, of course, North Stokes 5-0. We're talking about girls now. North Stokes 5-0, East Wilkes 4-0, Starmount 2-1. And, of course, East Wilkes having a strong year, and Elkin is out at South Stokes tonight. Starmount is at East Wilkes tonight as well, and Mount Airy is over at Allegheny. It's just about time, I think, for the national anthem. I would say they're going to be doing that tonight. I'm not 100% positive. Maybe waiting on the starting lineups as well. I don't know. I don't want us to miss it if they're going to do that, but everybody seems to be standing up ready for the national anthem while they're doing that. We will step aside and be back with live game action on Hometown Christian Radio.
Give the gift of Apple Brandy beef year-round with gift certificates from Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, a custom USDA-inspected abattoir from meat handlers in western North Carolina and the surrounding areas. Selling Apple Brandy beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Harvest by appointment, 336-990-9310. Check out their website, Facebook, and Instagram. Shop their retail store Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 106 Chestnut Street across from Smoot Park Pool, North Wilkesboro. Eat local, fresh beef, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts.
I wanted a late model car, low miles, great price, and a no pressure buying experience. I found all that at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales. If you're looking for a good used car, truck, or SUV, see Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. They buy cars, take trade-ins, and they service what they sell. Bank financing is available and the home of Rapid Auto Rentals. Get the best deal on your next vehicle at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, 1031 River Street, Wilkesboro.
If your family finds itself having to make a tough decision about caring for a loved one, you should contact Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation in Elkin. Chatham Nursing and Rehab is a warm, inviting, and home-like facility meeting the needs of each person with their highly qualified care. Located across from the hospital and medical office park, it's 700 Johnson Ridge Road in Elkin. So if the time has come to make the call for a loved one, call 336-527-7600. For Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
Established in 1983, Wilkes County Insurance Agency, INC. They are an independent insurance agency, locally owned and operated, offering a broad range of personal and commercial insurance products, including home and auto. Call the professionals Debbie, Kim, and Renee at 336-838-2600. Let them assist you or stop by Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 at 515 Cherry Street, North Wilkesboro. Wilkes County Insurance, a faithful supporter of Wilkes County sports.
And we're back here at West Wilkes High School. The starting lineup's being introduced right now. And I'm going to get back over to my lineups here on the screen. Oh, here it is. And it looks like 11. That is Ethan Childers, number 22, Micah Gettler. And I can't see the other names. Of course, we know Cam Layu.
Noah Heath.
And who else is out there?
Noah Heath
and Corbin Huffman. Looks like the starting lineup for Millers Creek Christian School. And, of course, for West Wilkes, Eli Johnson is out there getting the starting nod tonight. Jacob Wagoner, also number 15, Blake Broyhill. And, of course, you will know his name by the end of the night. Harrison Hallbrook out there as well for West Wilkes. And also Cameron Greer. That's the starting five for West Wilkes. We're ready for action here, ready to tip it up. Harrison Hallbrook out there against Layu to jump.
You know, when you look at Hallbrook, he's just all but even with this young man.
Yeah, I don't think the 6'10 is quite accurate.
I don't think so either.
When he's standing against me or you, maybe, but Hallbrook powers up for the rebound, and already West Wilkes on the run.
And Eli Johnson.
First two of the game for the Blackhawks from Eli Johnson, and here they come in that press, Keith.
Yeah, I'd say this guy's more like about 6'5", 6'6", John.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got, what, 3-4 inches maybe on Harrison. And that's a travel,
push.
Yeah. He pushed and then traveled. They got the second. So I guess if you're Millers Creek Christian School, you're glad that they called the walk instead of the push.
Yeah. Yeah, because really outside of him, they'd have no height at all.
None.
Bro.
I mean, and there's Holtbrook from three, no good. And, you know, Keith, what one thing that I'm going to be interested to see if West Wilkes post up some of their guards, because their guards are so much bigger.
You're right. And Millers Creek Christian now with the ball, as that's Huffman gets it into Layu. And back to Layu. Layu, I tell you what, he gets the ball, he draws a crowd, John.
Got another travel, and I didn't see that one. But
yeah, he's shuffled his feet right there. I tell you, when that young man gets the ball, the double team and the triple team comes. And that's what, you know, if that happens, he's got to kick that out to a guard, John.
Yeah, they have some shooters we saw in shoot around. They can hit it from outside, but he's going to have to kick it out quick because that collapse is coming.
Johnson down with the ball, and it's turned over as Gettler comes away with the ball and gives it to Childress. Childress now back to Huffman, back to Gettler. And that's Heath, no good. Harrison Hallbrook gets the ball, takes it coast to coast. And let's see, I believe we got a foul.
Yeah, got a Millers Creek Christian School foul, and I think they're going to tag number 11, Ethan Childers, for that one. Yeah, that'll be his first and the team's first. 2-0 early here for the Blackhawks as they're up.
So Harrison Hallbrook will go to the line for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw.
Where all services are free. His first one is good. And you know what, Keith? I'm really encouraged by the crowd here. Not, of course, a sellout crowd at all, but a pretty doggone good crowd here for this first ever matchup.
Yeah. So, anyway, Millers Creek Christian beats the press, gives it to Layu. And Layu now gets the ball out there to Huffman.
And Layu down there on the block, but not trying to post up Hallbrook at all, Keith.
No, and Heath now with the ball. And good job by Eli Johnson to knock it away. So Heath will trigger it inbound for the Lions. No, Childress will trigger it inbounds for the Lions.
So Childress looking as they try to get it inbounds, and they do.
It to Heath, and Heath back out to Huffman, back to Childress. Childress now throws the ball away, and good job by Eli Johnson to come away with it. And Eli Johnson, good hustle play right there, John.
All the way to the hole, and Millers Creek Christian School already said, we need to talk about this just for a second. And Coach Gerchik over there, we'll stay here with him during this Mazzini's of Elkin timeout, reminding you to take time for God. He is in those guys' grill over there. I think he is not liking the effort he's seeing right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Eli Johnson, really all that was the hustle play right there.
100%.
He knocked the ball away, picked the ball up, took it all the way to the hole. And, you know, of course, if you're Coach Josh Phipps, that's what you want to see out of this young team.
Well, and, you know, the guys from Miller's Creek Christian School thought the ball was going to go out of bounds. It was already going to be a backcourt violation if they touched it. And so they were sort of watching the ball, hoping it was going to go out of bounds. And Johnson said, hey, man, I picked this up. I got an easy layup, and that's what happened.
Well, Leu now gets the ball. As he gets the ball back out to Heath. Heath now back to Huffman. Huffman to Leu. Leu.
And lay you up for a slam dunk, two-handed, and we got no basket.
Did they call Holbrook?
I'm not sure who they got with the foul.
Yeah, they called Holbrook on the foul.
But they say no basket. They called it on the floor.
On the floor, yeah. I thought it was on the floor. So. And, but he showed us a little bit there, John.
Coach Gerchick is over there saying, what do you mean no good? He's crossing his arms.
Ball be inbounded by Huffman. Huffman now gets the ball to Heath. Heath now back out to Gettler. Gettler's being pressed and gets the ball in.
Nice move.
Good move by Childers.
That's Childers. And I'll tell you what, Keith, Childers just got right into the gut of who was that foul on?
It looked like it was on Brewer. It was on 32.
He caught it on Jacob Wagoner. He got right in Jacob Wagoner's chest and just went right up. And he's got a chance for a three-point play with these Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. It's up and good. So that makes it 6-3 West over Miller's Creek Christian, and Harrison Holbrook bringing the ball up the floor.
Go figure. But ball comes out there to Wagner. Wagner to gets it inside. A great move by Greer, but he's blocked.
And that was sort of a double block. I'll give a half a block to Childers and one to Leu there. Yeah. As sort of a double team block.
Miller's Creek tries to get that ball into Leu, and the ball gets turned over as Eli Johnson comes away with it. Johnson going coast to coast. Off the rim, no good.
That's a walk right there before the foul, but we got a two-shot foul coming up, according to the...
And that foul on number 11, that's the second on Childers.
And, boy, that's one thing they cannot
I mean, they're not deep, John. They only got seven players.
Exactly.
So Blake Broyhill will go to the free throw line for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center. First one is good.
And from our Ride with Pride scoreboard, while we wait on the second Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw, the North Wilkes JV girls lost tonight to North Surrey. I don't have that final score, but the JV boys won against North Surrey tonight. Big win for the JV boys out at North Wilkes.
Childress now comes away with the ball. Gets it to Huffman. Back to Childress. Gets it out there to Heath. Heath now tries to drive inside. He's being double-teamed out there. So they may call that, see if they call that on Johnson.
Looking to see who they called it on. Or did they even call a foul? Yeah.
Well,
I didn't see them.
They said it was on 15.
All right, I guess that's the that's the second one on Blake Broyhill, so he's going to take a seat.
Ball comes in to Childers. Childers now gets the ball out there to Huffman. Huffman now gets the ball in to Leu. Leu, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound comes away to Wagner. Great pass by Wagner.
And Harrison Holbrook walked. He wanted to dunk so bad, and he got the dunk, but he took about three steps before he got up there.
Hello.
He's grinning coming back down the floor.
Ball comes away to Huffman. Huffman now back out to Childers. Childers at the top of the key. Gets it to Gettler. Gettler now being guarded by Greer. And back out there to Heath. To Huffman. They're trying their best to get it inside to Leu, but it's stolen away that time by Johnson.
And nice move by Eli Johnson. Just took a little jab step. And there's a steal by the Blackhawks. And they got another two, and all of a sudden, It's 11-3, and I got to tell you, Coach Gerchick, he's the coach at Miller's Creek Christian School, but he is not a happy man right now.
I mean, that's just lackadaisical play.
No, he's not waiting to sing Kumbaya when they come to the bench right now, I'll tell you that. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. For Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Let me share with you some important information. If you've been in an accident and need some body work done to your vehicle, take it to Next Level Collision Center. Joey Billings and his staff can handle the insurance work, any kind of painting or body work. They're there to assist you. Call 336-990-9450, or better yet, take it to the professionals. Located behind the Crossroads Harley-Davidson shop at 1923A U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro, Next Level Collision Center. Your vehicle will look brand new.
It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt specializes in asphalt pavement solutions to give you a sturdy driveway, firm walkway, and proper drainage. Offering commercial, industrial, and residential. Fully insured and giving free estimates, call the professionals Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511. Watch ye, stand fast in faith, quit you like men. Be strong, let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511, serving Wilkes and surrounding counties.
That was a quick full timeout. We're back. Harrison Hallbrook missed a three, and Miller's Creek Christian School with a rebound.
Childress now with the ball at the top of the key for the Lions. Gets it out there to Huffman. Back out to Childress. Tried to get to Leu. Leu, now he walked.
And they got a foul that time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Keith, he's really going to have to.
On Davis.
He's really going to. Leu's really going to have to work on that footwork. Yeah. Every time he gets the ball up here above his head, he's shuffling his feet before he puts the ball on the floor.
Heath will trigger it in for the Lions. Got to Leu. Leu gets back to Heath. Heath, cross court pass, another turnover. That's six turnovers already for the Lions.
Yeah, that West Wilkes pressure is really bothering them tonight. And, you know, talking about Leu's size, he's a tall kid, but he could stand about 3 or 4 months in the weight room.
Yeah, he needs about 20 pounds on him, but, you know.
There goes Eli Johnson, blocked by Leu.
A great job by Leu now as he gets the ball out there to Childress. Childress now gets it across the timeline. Looking for somebody to throws it to Gettler. Gettler now back to Heath. Back to Childress. Childress out there to Huffman. Huffman drives inside. He's cut.
Nice pass.
Oh, great pass. As Leu, great job by Cam Leu.
He missed his first attempt, got his own rebound, put it back up for two to make it 11-5.
But I tell you what, a pass that time by Huffman.
Yeah, good look. Drew the defender and then a little quick bounce pass.
And Davis now with a little 5-foot floater.
Little jump hook. I hadn't seen that out of him this year. That's a nice looking shot for him.
Ball comes away to Heath. Heath now gets the ball to Childress. Childress now gets to Gettler. Gettler, oh, great inside pass.
And
that
there's
time.
Leu for the two-handed slam.
But a good pass by Gettler that time. That time he did your typical post move. He had Davis right on his back.
Had him on his hip, and then they threw it right over his, you know, right over his head for the easy two-handed dunk.
Ball comes inside to Greer. No good. Rebound comes away to Leu.
13-7,
gets the ball to Childress.
Now it's Christian School staying close.
Childress now gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball out there to Huffman. Huffman now to Gettler. Gettler now. And great hustle play that time by Wagner, but he just rolled out of bounds. But you can't fault the hustle there, John.
No, you know, you just shake the kid's hand and thank him for the hustle, even if he did go out of bounds on that kind of play.
And Gettler now goes to the bench as Welburn comes in. Brynja Welburn. Leu now at the top of the key. Gets the ball to Childress. Childress now looking for somebody to throw to. Gets the ball to Heath. Heath from the foul line. No good. Rebound comes away to Hallbrook. Hallbrook now leading the break. Gets the ball to Wagner and a turnover as he throws it out of bounds.
And that's, you know, we've seen that a little bit this year out of the Blackhawks, Keith. They try to make the hard pass instead of the easy one.
Yeah, we've We mentioned that last week when we did the East Wilkes game, but Leu, he looked like he walked right there, John. But Heath now from 3-point, no good. Rebound comes away to Huffman. Huffman now throws it up for Leu. And Leu with a hook.
He walked hook again. Shot. He got hit in the gut. Leu.
And Eli Johnson from 40 feet, no good.
Leu took one in the gut right before we ended the first quarter. After one, we got a pretty good game going here. It's West Wilkes 13, Miller's Creek Christian School 7.
When you're hungry and out of gas, you can enjoy Hunt's Brothers Pizza from Ashley Farms. And while you're there, fill up your tank with gas. Ashley Farms offers a wide variety of food with friendly service. They have two locations, 4191 Yellow Banks Road in Hayes and 623 Austin Trapp Hill Road in Elgin. Check out the Ashley Farms Facebook page and visit Ashley Farms of Hayes and Elkin, a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports on 3WC. A cowboy has his horse. Race car driver has his pit crew.
And?
I have Executive Financial.
What?
With advanced investment strategies and planning for retirement, you need someone you can trust.
And talk to a real person, too, when you call Executive Financial in North Wilkesboro, 336-667-1849, or visit EFRNC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Executive Financial Services, INC, is not affiliated with Triad Advisors, LLC.
And we're back here at West Wilkes High School after one quarter. It's 13-7 Blackhawks over the lines of Miller's Creek Christian School.
And Landon Smith now in the game for the Blackhawks. This is Eli Johnson out to Hallbrook. Hallbrook back to Johnson. Over to Smith. Smith looking for somebody to throw to. Gets it to Hallbrook for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Hallbrook, and Hallbrook takes right to Leu for Leu's first foul.
Leu had his hands on that rebound on the three-pointer, Keith, and it just got away from him, and Hallbrook just went in there and grabbed it and went straight back up. And that's what you do against a tall player. Don't put the ball on the floor. Don't try to dribble. Just go straight back up, and Harrison's getting a couple of Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws because he did that. First one is good, make it 14-7. Second one good as well. 15-7 with 7:40 to go here before halftime.
And the ball comes away to Heath. Back to Huffman. Out to Leu. Gives it back to Huffman. Into the corner now to Welburn. And Welburn gets the ball out to Heath. What? Great
nice
back
pass.
Cut. Great back cut, but no good as Huffman tried to go to the basket. Hallbrook now. That was a great back cut right there, John.
It was a great play, and they should have scored, to be honest with you, Keith. But I got to give Branson Davis some credit. Branson has given up about, it looks like, about a foot in height to lay you. But I want to tell you, he is putting a butt on him and putting a body on him.
You look at the he's got a little bit more bulk.
Well, I can tell you, Branson's eating a few more, you know,
beans and taters.
Fried chicken taters and pinto beans and stewed taters and cornbread.
Ball comes to Greer, out to Smith, back to Greer. Cross court now to Smith. And now
Harrison
great block, a great block by Leu that time.
Harrison Hallbrook tried a little fadeaway.
And
and that's a charge.
So that foul is on Childers, and that's his third, John.
And I tell you, this is a seven-member team for Miller's Creek Christian School. They cannot have anybody foul out here.
So Childers will have to take a bench.
And come in to replace him, that's
Welburn? Gettler. Gettler has to come back in. 22, Gettler comes back in. Smith now at the top of the key gets the ball to Johnson on the right wing. Back to Davis at the top of the key to Smith. Hallbrook tried a three. No good. Great inside pass to Davis, but he just missed the bunny.
And then he picked up a foul.
So that's a second foul on Branson Davis.
15-7 if you're just joining us. We're up at Miller's Creek tonight at West Wilkes High School for the first ever meeting between the West Wilkes Blackhawks and Miller's Creek Christian School Lions.
Noah Heath gets the ball out there to Huffman at the Leu, the top. The circle. Leu now gets Oh, great try. Another try to inside pass to Welborn, but another Miller's Creek Christian turnover as Eli Johnson goes to the basket. No good. Rebound comes away to the Lions.
And I think
and they lose it.
They lost it out of bounds. You know, a couple of times Eli Johnson has gone to the hole, and one of the Lions has stood in there in a position to take a charge, but they act like they don't want to take it. They're just not taking it in the chest and going to the floor.
Yeah, great save by Smith. It almost went backcourt as Greer now gets the ball out there to Fry. Oh, great inside pass by Johnson to Holbrook for two.
Yeah, give Eli Johnson the assist on that one. Nice little pass on the interior to
Huffman
make it
now.
17-7.
Huffman gives it to Leu. Leu now between the rings, looking for somebody to throw it to, and he throws it out there to Heath. Back to Gettler. And great job. Another turnover as Harrison Holbrook just denied Leu the ball.
Keith, you know, with Leu down there on that block, they're going to have to go. Harrison Holbrook is fronting him. They're going to have to go over the top.
Yeah. So, air ball being shot that time by Fry as the Lions come away with it. Heath now with the ball. And Heath goes all the way to the basket.
A little razzle dazzle.
Good job by Noah Heath.
Puts a little whipped cream and a cherry on top on that layup, switching hands on the way to the hole.
I tell you what, I know Coach Phipps was really aggravated with that because he went down there untouched. Nobody stepped in front, John.
I mean, you know, he beat his man, but there was no help defense.
And Eli Johnson shoots a three.
That's a deal insurance three-pointer for Eli Johnson, having quite the game tonight. I think that's seven for him so far.
That's nine.
Okay.
So, anyway, the ball comes away to Huffman.
So, Johnson's got nine of their 20.
Huffman now to Heath. Heath out here to Huffman. Once again, looking for Leu. And a little scramble on the floor, and the ball comes away to Fry. Fry pushing the ball up to Holbrook. That's big three.
Eli Johnson.
Eli Johnson says, man, I'm hot, bud. Feed me the ball.
Heat check, and he passed the heat test. And going to get Harrison Holbrook for a foul at half court.
And that's the second foul on Harrison Holbrook.
23-9, 3:56 to go here before halftime.
So
as the Blackhawks lead the Lions.
Huffman now will trigger it in by for the Lions. And that was kind of an ill-advised pass right there by Huffman.
Yeah, they're trying to get it into him, Keith, and I understand that. He's the biggest guy in the gym, tallest guy in the gym. But, you know, they're going to have to make good interior passes.
Yeah. So Landon Smith now will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Eli Johnson. Back to Greer, back to Johnson, cross court to Hayden, Fry. And Smith now. Gets the ball inside to Eli Johnson. Hayden Fry now in the left corner out to Harrison Holbrook. Gives it to Greer. I tell you what, that's a good move by Greer on Leu.
And Greer, you know, has given up several inches there inside, but he just did a little drop step and a little baby hook for two to make it 25-9.
As Heath now. Heath with a 15-foot shot. No good. Leu with the rebound. And good move by Leu now. Gets his 6 point.
25-11 now, Blackhawks.
Smith now gets it across the timeline for the Blackhawks. Smith looking for somebody to throw it to. Throws it out to Johnson. Out to Greer. Greer from 15. And another good shot by Carter Cameron Greer. Greer. 28-11 in favor of the Blackhawks as Heath now gets the ball to Leu. And Leu says, I can shoot a three, and no good. Rebound comes away to Fry. Length of the floor pass, and Leu just steals it.
Harrison Holbrook tried to break away, and Leu just intercepted the pass.
That was a good hustle by Leu right there. And Leu gets the ball inside.
That's going to be three on Holbrook.
Yep. So at this point in time, Mr. Harold Holbrook's going to probably have to take a seat as Townsville now comes into the game. Ball triggered inbounds by Heath. Heath gets it to Leu. And Leo says, I can shoot a 3-2, and the ball comes off the rim. And rebound, good rebound by Welburn. Welburn now gets the ball out to Gettler. Out to Leu.
Nice
a good
pass.
Give and go that time, but no good. The shot by Huffman.
And no foul called either. I think the Lions were looking for a foul on that
one. But that was a good play by Leu right there. Smith now gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson back to Smith. Tries to drive. He drives inside. It's a 15-foot jump shot.
Up over Leu.
Landon Smith.
Smith, maybe the smallest man. Well, not quite the smallest man on the court, but almost the smallest man over the biggest man on the court.
And Noah Heath now will try to get it across the timeline. Gives it to Huffman. Huffman back to Leu, and we got a foul on Townsend.
And that's going to be the fourth team foul on the Blackhawks. Still 1:24 to go before halftime, but it's 30-11 Blackhawks.
So Eli Johnson will take a seat now. And a big ball will be triggered in. And Gettler now gets the ball. Great inside pass.
Leu with a
backward dunk by Leu.
Backward two-hand slam a jamma, baby, right here in Miller's Creek.
And Wagner now gets across the timelines. Good steal that time by Heath. And Heath takes it coast to coast.
And
one. What a play by Noah Heath.
I'm going to tell you, that kid's got some game, Keith. He really does. He is fearless going to the hole. We've seen him do that two or three times. And that time he made the layup.
And that foul on Jacob Wagner, that's his first.
He made the layup, and he's got a Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw coming.
I tell you, I'm impressed with this young man.
Me
at
too.
The free throw line here, John.
He's got some game, there's no doubt. And the free throw good to make it 30-16. I tell you one thing, there's no quit in these lines, that's for sure.
Well, when you only got seven players, you got to have some, you got to play like that, John. Anyway, the ball comes to Wagner. Wagner now to Greer. Greer at the top of the key. Greer says, I'm going to take it in again.
Got a foul
on the floor, and I believe that was on number three. I think that's what Mr. Kilby said.
Yep. And that's the first foul. On Larimore, Jacaden Larimore. Or excuse me, on Jacob Wagner.
Oh, what a play by Jacob Wagner
Speaking of Jacob, he picks up the foul, and then he gets a deal insurance three-pointer. 32 seconds to go before halftime.
Heath now. Tell you what, that young man, he don't care to go inside with the trees. Ball comes away to Leu. Back to Welburn. Back to Leu at the top of the key. Gives it to Heath. Heath now looking for somebody to throw to, and he comes off of a Leu screen. Good move that time by Leu. Just came off that Leu screen there, John.
Just a nice pick and then a nice, nice shot to make it 33-18, and we got a backcourt violation. I missed that, but we got 2.2 seconds to go here before halftime.
And Heath says,
he got
fouled on a three-point shot.
And he almost made it. And Coach Phipps is furious.
Hayden Fry.
Coach Phipps turned around like he was going to slap the bleachers. And I bet he thought, I'm playing a Christian school. Better not do that. But you can look at his face. He is not happy.
I tell you what. You know, everybody knows about the Leu kid. But I tell you what. This is the one boy right here that I've really been impressed with, Noah Heath.
And his first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is good. And, by the way, he's got two more of them coming. Second one's up, and it is in and out. He'll have one more. And I tell you what, he has done some hard work out there on the floor.
Yeah, I tell you what, he has done some really, really good, as far as basketball savvy.
Yeah,
he missed it. He's went to the hole. He's come off some screens. He's made some great passes right here.
So halftime score.
And he's got 8 points in just this quarter, John.
33-19 at the half. West Wilkes over Millers Creek Christian School. Back with our Wilkes Communications halftime show in just a few moments.
Call Barry Bush of Finley Properties and let him put his 40 years of experience in the real estate business to work for you for all your commercial real estate needs. That number is 336-957-0877. If you are in need of commercial property, just call the professional. Call Barry Bush, 336-957-0877. That's 336-957-0877. Barry Bush and Finley Properties, a proud supporter of high school sports.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's kicking and it's chicken. It's Ted's Kickin' Chicken, serving up chicken wings, salads, sandwiches, and chicken plates with mild to hot sauces. Open Tuesday through Friday from 11:30 until 8 p.m. Call 336-667-7162 for takeouts. Locally owned and operated, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, 1007 Statesville Road, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-7162, home of the Jumbo Wings, Ted's Famous Kickin' Chicken.
For well over 100 years now, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home has been serving with compassionate care. Our services have touched generations of families from Wilkes and surrounding counties with our state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro. That includes a full-service monument company. We also serve families through scenic memorial gardens, our beautiful cemetery and mausoleum in Moravian Falls. A proud member of our community. 336-838-3178 or online, rainsturdivant.com.
Weathering the storm. What does that mean to you? Well, for most people, it means hunkering down and riding it out. At Blue Ridge Energy, weathering the storm means lacing up our boots, grabbing our gear, and hitting the road. Before the skies even darken, our crews are ready to roll to keep your family safe and sound. It's how we've earned a reliability rating over 99% year after year and storm after storm. That's the cooperative difference. Learn more at BlueRidgeEnergy.com.
We will not be undersold as long as they are insured. Those are the words of Warren Sapolsky, the owner of Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service. When it comes to tree service, call the professionals. With over 43 years of experience, call someone you can trust, offering tree cutting, trimming, stump removal, and hauling gravel. Repairs of gravel driveways, too. With complete cleanup, they are fully insured and offer free estimates. Serving Wilkes and surrounding counties, 336-838-0679, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service of Wilkesboro. At Mako and Meineke of Wilkes, they're your one-stop auto repair center for regular maintenance, tires and alignments, brakes and struts, all major engine repairs, quality automotive paint and body work with options for any budget. They're an authorized fleet center, an official state inspection site, all major insurance accepted, financing available. They work on RV, campers and motorcycles too, all at one location, all locally owned and operated. Mako and Meineke, 3384 3386 West U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. Mention this message and get a discount.
You can always find fresh fruits and veggies at David's Market and Produce. Apples, oranges, canned jams and jellies, and local honey, too. Don't forget about those old-fashioned candies. Deer corn, bug jam, deer apples, too. You'll find also a full line of fishing supplies and kayaks. Call 336-667-2771 for more information. David's Market and Produce, 1504 Boone Trail, North Wilkesboro, where friendly smiles await you. A proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in Elkin today, 336-526-8900.
No setup fees, no artwork fees from N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. They'll design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost, including in-house embroidery work. Also offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. Faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. The official screen printer of 3WC Radio, 336-428-4744.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And we're back here at West Wilkes High School. John Wishon, Keith Bryant here on the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. And at halftime, West Wilkes leads Millers Creek Christian School 33-19 in the first ever meeting between these two teams.
I tell you what, that quarter, that second quarter, you had Noah Heath and Cam Layu. They were the only ones that scored that time.
Yeah.
And, I tell you what, of all the players that I've seen on that team, them two are probably most proficient.
Yeah.
But, everyone talked about Cam Layu and his size and everything, but I tell you what, you better be ready to play for this Heath young man, because this kid can play.
You better believe it. And, he's taking the ball to the hole, not afraid of the contact and everything else. And it's good to see that. And the game's a whole lot more interesting, when you got players going at it. And that's what, there's no quit in these lines. They are coming to play tonight. They didn't come here just to, pick up a participation trophy. They came here to play.
Yeah, and, the thing about it is we've seen this and the other kids are playing as well too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
single
not taking
out
away
them
from
too.
Them, yeah.
But I tell you what, if I was a coach, I tell you what, I'd put Noah Heath on my team just any day.
You better believe
it. This guy is moving continually. He knows how to come off screens. He knows how to pass the ball. He's made some tremendous passes, even though they may not have been scores, John. That little give and go he threw to Layu, boy, that was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty, and then Layu missed the chippy right there at the hole. And those are the kind that, you work hard, try to draw the defense to you and drop it off to somebody else. And, these two guys, could play for most any public high school around this area, no doubt. And several of the other kids on the team could, too, as well. It's just our very first time of seeing them, so we're finding out everything about them.
Right, and, I think if you're West Wilkes, if you're Coach Phipps, other than the fact that that last play when they fouled Heath on a three-point.
And Heath was falling out of bounds when they fouled him, too.
Yeah, and they fouled him.
And it was not a really makeable shot.
I'll tell you what, I'm sure Coach Phipps at halftime.
I don't think he said anything, but where he spit, the grass won't grow,
Let's just put it this way. Hayden Fry, when he went into the locker room, I'm sure he got a little bit of an earful.
Yes.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Well, that may be why his ears were red when he came out of the locker room. I'm just kidding about that. But still, that was not the play you want to make as time is expiring and the guy's shooting one while falling out of bounds. We'll see if the Lions can mount any kind of comeback here. I'm going to say, Keith, that the first 3 minutes of this third quarter is going to tell the tale as to how this game's going to go.
It definitely is. And, of course, if you're Coach Phipps, here's the thing about them. They are so hungry for a win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've really struggled in regular season.
3-12 overall
into
the game.
They're really struggling. So at this point in time, they got a pretty good size lead right here. But, that last little run by the Lions kind of evened it up things up just a little bit. But I'm sure Coach Phipps has said, all right, guys, you got to keep your foot on the gas and let's just go for the jugular.
Well, you got to look to Keith. If I'm Coach Phipps, as a coach, these things I'm sure go through your head. Even when I was helping Coach Reckball, these things went through my head. I'm thinking, if they had made their free throws, all of them down here, Millers Creek Christian School, they left two on the free throw line right there at the end of the half and then missed a couple of other ones. This would be a much closer game.
Could very well be.
Yeah, it'd be inside of 10 points.
Well, the thing of it is you got Harrison Hallbrook with three fouls.
Yep.
And on the other side you got Ethan Childress with three fouls. So, which one's going to be more conducive to, you got to, if you're Hallbrook, you got to just play within yourself And, you know, especially if your children's down there, I mean, with seven players, they just really can't afford to lose anybody. And, you know, if you're Coach Gerchek, you just got to say, listen, just be smart.
Yep.
Because I need you.
Play good defense. Move your feet. But don't reach. Don't slap. Don't do those kind of things. And, you know, the other thing about this is, Keith, the thing I see as a key for the Lions, if they're going to try to get that ball into LeU, and they should, they're going to have to make better interior passes.
Yeah.
Several passes were just thrown away that would have been easy buckets.
Well, you know, the other thing is you know, the one time that I thought was really good was when Davis tried to front LeU. You're not going to be able to front that young man. Mm-hmm. And if so, you know, it was a great pass by Gettler, throw it up over Davis,
yep.
And then, you know, LeU's got wide open.
And then he got that two-hand backward dunk.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
right
it was. There. But, you know, he's been open several times posting up, but then the interior pass hadn't been where he could catch it. And they're going to – you've got to get him the ball in a place to score.
Well, anyway, the ball comes into Heath. Heath now being guarded by Johnson.
Man-to-man by the Blackhawks.
Gets it to LeU at the top of the key. Gives the ball back to Heath. Heath now back to LeU. LeU looking for somebody to pass and gives it to Heath.
He's guarded LeU, by Davis.
Great little hook shot by LeU, but Davis gets the rebound. Pushes it out here to Levi Johnson. Eli.
He had a big first half.
Yeah, Johnson back out to Smith at the top of the key. Smith now looking for somebody. Comes off of a Johnson screen. And not there. And Johnson, he says, I'll shoot a three. No good. Rebound comes away to Childress.
The heat check for Johnson that was going in the first half, not so much in the second half.
Childress now to LeU at the foul line. LeU makes a drive to the basket. Another little hook shot. And a great rebound by Childress that time.
Wow. I think that was
Ethan Childress.
Was it Childress?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ball comes away to Smith. Smith now trying to drive around Gettler. Gets the ball to Greer. Back to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson out to Wagner. Back to Johnson. Over here to Greer. Inside pass to Davis. Davis tries to drive inside. He's cut off by LeU. Smith now kicks it out to Wagner. Wagner drives back to Smith for 15 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to Huffman. Huffman now gets the ball out here to Childress. Childress now across the timeline for the Lions.
And stolen by Eli.
Stolen away, and Eli Johnson takes it coast to coast.
And here comes some of that 2-1-2 full court press.
Heath now gets the ball to LeU. Tell you, when you got somebody that big, you just throw it up, John. LeU at the top of the key. LeU says, I'll shoot a three. No good. Rebound comes away to Childress. Back to Gettler. Back to Childress. And fouls on
22? Yeah, that's on Smith, I think.
Yeah, Landon Smith, his first.
And we're going to get a sub and going to get Jaden Larrimore into the game for the Blackhawks.
Ball being triggered in, this time by Heath. Heath now throws it backcourt to Childress. Back to Huffman. Huffman now to Heath. Heath now being cut off by Greer. The top of the key. Heath now throws the ball to LeU out there in the left wing. Gives the ball back out to Childress. Childress now. Great inside position that time by LeU. No good. Rebound comes away to Eli Johnson.
LeU's had three looks close and not hit the rim yet.
Great pass by Johnson, and the ball was knocked away by LeU. That could have very well been Dalton.
That's
John.
What Coach Phipps said.
Look like that ball was on a downward flight. But
well, it was all but in the cylinder.
I tell you what. If
you want these kids,
you don't see stuff like that.
Let's give the refs a little bit of credit. You don't just don't see that.
Ball comes away, a 3-point shot by Johnson.
I mean, how many kids around here can grab it out of the cylinder?
Anyway, Childress now with the rebound gives the ball to LeU. LeU now looking for somebody to throw to, throws it to Heath.
He's a foot taller than Davis, Keith.
So Heath now gets to Gettler. Gettler now gets the ball back into LeU. Great give and go. What a ball, but John, it just
And then they missed the layup. Gettler couldn't make the easy layup.
Well, that
open.
Was a great give and go right there. And ball comes inside to Greer. No good. Rebound comes away this time to Childers. But, boy, that was a great play right there.
It really was. And, you know, the thing I'm seeing out of Layu is the three times he's had the ball down there on the block, he's not going strong to the hole. This time he does for the two-handed slam. Are you kidding me? As I'm about to get on him for not being strong going to the hole, he tomahawk two-hand slams it. Are you kidding me?
I apologize.
And lay you up for another big rebound. He's sucking wind right now, Keith.
But I'll tell you, I'm sorry for our listeners right here, but John just about jumped plumb out of his seat right there.
What a move, and I was about to get on the poor kid for not being strong with the ball.
And lay you now with the ball. Lay you now back out to Heath. I tell you what, that time right there, he would not be denied. I guess there's an old song in the Red Hymnal about that, John. Yeah. Ball comes to Childers. Childers now to Layu. Another one of them backdoor cuts, but good job that time by Larimore to knock it out of bounds.
It's a good thought, but the lane was just not open. And I'll tell you what, Keith, Layu, he is sucking wind. I mean, he is winded. And he's been working hard. 35-23 if you're just joining us.
Layu gets the ball and gets the ball out to Heath. Heath for three.
That's a deal insurance three-pointer for Heath. And, man, what a game he's having.
35-26, John. And ball comes to Eli Johnson. Johnson now gets the ball out there to Larimore. Larimore gets it into Holbrook.
And
gets blocked. But he stays with it, but it goes out of bounds. You got to get Holbrook now. He took it right to Layu that time. But
he did. Layu blocked the first one. Harrison got it back and went up strong again and just didn't make the shot.
Childress now with the rebound gets it across the timeline for the Lions.
This is the closest Miller's Creek Christian School has been in a while.
And he says for three, no good. Rebound comes away to Greer. Gives it to Holbrook. Holbrook bringing it across the timeline for the Blackhawks. Holbrook now gets the ball into Broyhill. Back out to Larimore. Larimore just loses it. Eighth turnover this now for the Blackhawks. 11 for the Lions.
Coach Phipps just puts his face in his hands over there.
Ball comes away to Childers. Childers now gets it across the timeline. Out to Heath. Gets the ball to Welburn. Back out to Layu. And I believe there's a foul. I don't know if they called it on Greer or they called that on Holbrook.
I think, they're going to
call that on Greer.
On Greer, he was the one on his back. They were double-teaming Layu down on the block. One in front, one behind, trying to prevent that over-the-top pass.
Heath now will trigger an inbounds for the Lions. Gets it to Layu. Layu now gets the ball out to Huffman. Back out to Childers. Back to Gettler. Gettler now to Heath. Back to Huffman. And another Lions turnover as Jacaden. And he's fouled this time by Heath. That's his first foul.
Jacaden Larimore going to the hole strong, and he's going to have two Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming where all services are free. 35-26, 2:15 to go here in the third period. And we've got an update from our Ride with Pride scoreboard. The North Wilkes girls over North Surrey 27-16 with 6:13 to go in the second quarter.
Well, that's a big plus for the Coach Phillips. As Larimore makes his first free throw.
I'm going to try to make it over there after our game tonight to see the North Wilkes North Surrey boys matchup. Second free throw good to make it 37-26. So back the lead back to 11 for the Blackhawks.
As Heath now going to bring it across the timeline for the Lions. Gets the ball out there to Childers. Childers now gets it to Gettler. Gettler for three.
And he got a deal insurance.
Michael Gettler.
Deal insurance three-pointer, and he must be a crowd favorite for the Lions. The whole crowd come unglued over there on that side.
Well, he's the smallest man on the floor,
yeah,
John.
That's right.
That ball comes to Johnson. Johnson out here to Larimore. Larimore gets it in here to Holbrook. A good inside pass to Broyhill. No good. Layu comes away with the rebound.
And Broyhill just missed a point-blank shot there.
Childress now gets it across the timeline, out to Heath, back out to Gettler, back to Heath. Ball comes to Welburn. Welburn now gets the ball to Childress. Inside, a bad pass that time by Childress.
Again, another one of those interior passes.
Larimore will trigger it inbounds to Eli Johnson. Johnson now bringing across the timeline. Gets it out there to Greer. Greer, Harrison Hallbrook for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Layu.
How many rebounds does he have tonight? He's just like a human vacuum, everything that goes up on the board.
Huffman now gets the ball to Gettler. And another Lions turnover. Ball comes away to Johnson and Eli Johnson for two. Tell you, he's probably the game of his
career
so far.
Yeah. 39-29, 10-point lead, and almost another steal by the Blackhawks.
Childress now gets the ball back, gets the ball in there, and a bad, bad pass that time as Johnson comes away with it. Johnson says, I'm going to take it all the way to the hole. He's fouled by Heath. That's the second foul of Noah Heath.
And Eli Johnson's got a couple of Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws coming, where all services are free. 39-29, 10-point lead for the Blackhawks.
First free throw is no good.
And how many points for Eli Johnson tonight?
16.
16, and make it 17 on that second free throw. 40-29, 25 seconds to go here in the third period. And they give it to Layu.
Layu's trying to make a move, but he can't. Gives it to Heath. Heath back out to Welburn, back out to Childress. Heath for three, no good. And rebound comes away to Broyhill. Out, long pass to Hallbrook. Hallbrook for three. And Harrison Hallbrook at the buzzer.
And what a play by Hallbrook. He was not cognizant of the fact that there was 4 seconds to go on the clock, and he was standing right in front of Coach Phipps, and he said, shoot it! And he turned around and shot it and made the Deal Insurance three-pointer at the buzzer. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment.
Just mulch it with Peanuts Garden Center. Highway 268 Ronda, Josh Cheek has mulch, rocks, fertilized grass seed, pine needles, straw, and seasonal plants. Call Peanuts Garden Center for your landscaping needs. 336-835-9273. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, 8 till noon on Saturday. In business for many years with quality products and service that you can rely on. Peanuts Garden Center, Elkin Highway 268 in Ronda, 835-9273.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
At West Wilkes High School, the score here as we head into the fourth quarter, 43-29. A 14-point lead here for the West Wilkes Blackhawks. Another Ride with Pride scoreboard update from out at North Wilkes. At halftime of the girls' game, it's 34-22, North Wilkes over North Surrey.
And the ball triggered into Noah Heath, and a foul. That was a sort of a bad foul by Jacaden Larimore, as Heath was actually going away from the basket. He just reached in and got him on the arm.
Away from the basket, 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah. Ball comes into Heath. Heath now at the top of the key. Gets the ball to Welburn. Back to Heath. Gets the ball out there to Childress. Larimore knocks it out of bounds. So ball got away from Welburn right there.
Yeah, the Lions are fortunate to keep that possession.
And a cross-court pass to Heath. Back out here to Childress. Childress out there to Huffman. Back to Gettler.
Stolen away by the Blackhawks and
Eli Johnson.
All the way to the hole for point number 19, is it?
Yeah.
19 now. Eli Johnson leads all scorers.
Heath for three.
And that's another Deal Insurance three-pointer to make it 45-32. The lead back down to 13.
Ball comes to Larimore. Larimore back to Holbrook for three. No good. Rebound comes away and got a tie-up. Got a jump ball.
It's going to belong to the Blackhawks. We've got a sub in. That's Welburn coming in for Miller's Creek Christian School, checking in for
Gettler.
For Gettler, going to take a seat on the pine.
Broyhill now triggered in to Larimore. Back to Broyhill.
Nice.
Good play right there to Broyhill.
Broyhill just with a quick shot before Layu could get set to block it.
Ball comes away to Childers. Childers looked like he got away with a walk right there. But anyway, rebound comes away to Larimore. Larimore trying to make it. And the ball was, that was a bad call.
Yeah, he missed that one.
Ball actually went off of Welburn that time.
He missed that call for sure.
Well, he didn't get down there fast.
Yeah, he was behind it, yeah.
Anyway, the ball comes away to Childers, gives it to Leu. Top of the key, back to Childers, back to Heath. Heath now, cross-court pass out there to, and that was Huffman for three. Huffman.
It went in, came out, and went back in. A Deal Insurance three-pointer for Huffman. Lead down to 12.
Ball comes away to Larimore. Larimore now to Greer. Gets it to Holbrook for a good give and go, but the rebound.
And that's a nice play, a hustle play.
A great play that time by Huffman.
He just bounced it right off of
Greer
as they were both falling out of bounds. Just a heady heads-up play.
Anyway, the ball comes in to Childress. 5:59 left to go. Childress now gets the ball to Heath. Heath now being guarded by Johnson. Back out to Huffman. Gives it to Childress on the right wing. Childress now to Huffman. Huffman now to Heath. Back to Childress. Great defense being played this time. It looks like a 2-3 zone being played as Huffman.
Nice shot by
Corbin Huffman.
Huffman and Keith, we're down to a 10-point game with 5:28 to play.
So the Lions making a little bit of a run here as Larimore now gets the ball across the timeline for the Blackhawks.
And we got a 3-second call down here.
And that's on Greer.
And Greer just camping out in the lane.
Ball comes away to Childers now. Childers will get the ball across the timeline.
Gets
the ball to Heath. Heath back to Childers. Back out to Huffman. Huffman gets the ball to Layu. Layu with a little hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again. No good. Rebound comes away to Broyhill. Broyhill trying to go 1-on-4.
And he walked.
I tell you that one right there would have been way ahead of the game. Just pull it out, John. And there was four Lions down here.
You know, Layu's had his opportunities down low, but he is not being strong with the ball at all on the last few possessions.
Anyway, Heath gets the ball at the top of the key. Heath tries to drive inside. Now he gives it to Layu. Layu, once again, with that little hook shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Eli Johnson. And I tell you what, Eli Johnson ain't afraid to go to the hole.
And he just did a little jab step, went right by the defender. He just breezed by Welburn for the easy two to extend the lead back to 12.
And the ball comes away to Welburn. Now it gives it to Heath. Heath at the top of the key gets the ball to Childers. Back to Welburn. Welburn now. You got to Huffman. Huffman back to Heath. Heath goes in about a 15-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound. Great rebound. That's just lack of hustle time by the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks just watched it come off of the rim.
Yeah, Huffman did a great job as he come away with that two.
Lead back to 10, 3:53 to go in the game.
Larimore now at the top, brings the ball across the timeline, gets it out there to Greer. Greer now back to Holbrook, back to Broyhill. Broyhill now to Larimore in the corner. Back to Broyhill. Broyhill from 15. Good job, Blake Broyhill.
Little fadeaway jumper here on the baseline right in front of our broadcast location.
Childress now will get ball across the timeline out to Heath. Heath now looking for somebody to throw to, being guarded by Eli Johnson. Ball comes out there to Huffman. Huffman to Childers. Childers back to Huffman. Inside. That was a great.
Now that's a stronger move.
That's a stronger move by Leu that time.
And Harrison Hallbrook didn't want to pick up the foul, but he did.
And that's a fourth on Harrison Hallbrook.
Did they call it on Hallbrook? No, they called
they
it.
They called that on 15
yeah,
Broyhill?
They called it on Broyhill. So Harrison Hallbrook really fortunate. The Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is no good.
That was his first free throw of the night. That's what's amazing to me,
it
John.
It shows he's not taking the ball strong to the hole sometimes.
Hallbrook now gives it to Broyhill. Broyhill from the foul line.
He's got the touch, man, inside that three-point line. Those 10, 15-footers, he has been dead on it tonight.
53-41, 2:52 left to go. Ball comes away in there to Huffman. Huffman to Childers. Out to Heath. Heath now gets the ball to Huffman.
And all the way to the hole.
No good. Rebound comes away to Hallbrook. I tell you, Corbin Huffman has really stepped up his game this quarter, John.
Yeah, he looks really good. He did everything but make that one.
And Harrison Hallbrook for...
That's a deal insurance three-pointer. Is that his second or third one of the game?
Second.
Second one of the game, and we've got a full timeout for Millers Creek Christian School. With your score 56-41, we'll take that timeout with them for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Celebrating over 20 years in business, Deal Insurance. We've been voted Wilkes County's best insurance agency several years running, and we're locally owned and operated. A second-generation family-owned business. If you're experiencing a transition with your current agent because of retirements, mergers, or whatever, give us a call for consistent and quality service. And don't forget to ask about our comprehensive church insurance program through Erie Insurance. Deal Insurance, North Moravian Street in Wilkesboro, 336-838-3838.
I'm Todd Swaver with Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery. We serve up the best barbecue in Wilkes County using my cousin Jeff's special recipe. And that's not all. The Smokehouse is a place where everyone feels comfortable, and it's a great environment, too, and always affordable for your family, where children under the age of 4 always eat free, and children's meals come with ice cream. We make our ice cream fresh by hand using the highest quality ingredients. So call 336-667-9464 to ask about catering or dine with us at the Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, 201 Wilkesboro Boulevard, North Wilkesboro.
West Wilkes High School after that timeout, 56-41, lines with the ball.
Heath now tries to get the ball into Leu. And Leu, once again, with that little floater.
A little stronger that time, Keith. And he made the little jump hook, 56-43 now. Blackhawks still with a 13-point lead, less than 2 minutes to play.
Eli Johnson now with the ball. And see, we got a foul. They call that on Heath?
I think they did up at the top of the key, and that's only first team foul.
That's his third.
And there's a quick second team foul. They're trying to get, I think, pick up their five fouls pretty quick here so they can send them to the line, try to extend this game a little bit.
And that last foul was on Welburn. That was his first.
And there they picked up the third one. Down to 1:43 to go.
That's the second foul on Corbin Huffman. But, you know, if they keep fouling, John, they don't got nobody in the bench.
And no, they don't.
Kettler fouls. Of course, that was his first, but
they got two bench players over there, is all seven total players. And there's the fifth foul. They're going to send Hallbrook to the line now. Good job, Keith. You know,
well, if I'm going to send somebody to the line, it's not going to be Harrison Hallbrook.
No, me either. It was something funny here. I just noticed Jacaden Larimore looked over at Coach Phipps, and they're lining up to shoot the free throws here, the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws, which first one is good. He looked at Coach and like, you want me to stand beside Leu? And he looked back at him like, really? Harrison Hallbrook misses the second one, so the line's got to be in a hurry.
Ball comes away to Childers. Childers goes the length of the floor. And Gettler mits a point-blank layup.
And nobody on him either.
And Gettler fouls. That's Gettler's second foul.
Coach Phipps is really frustrated with something. I don't know what it is.
Not only that, Coach Kirchick is a little bit animated. Cameron Greer will go to the free throw line for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw.
In and out, no good. He's got another one coming for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center where all services are free.
Second free throw is no good as well. Rebound comes away to Holbrook. Holbrook with it. The second one is knocked away. And the ball being picked up by Broyhill, and he's fouled by Childers. And that's the fourth foul on Childers.
And Leyu had his hands on the ball two or three times under there and just not strong enough to grab a hold of it in there amongst the other guys after the ball.
Broyhill has had already 6 points this quarter, John. He's had a really good quarter.
And his first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is good to extend the lead to 58-43. And his second free throw is good as well. 59-43. The Lions got to be in a hurry.
Ball comes away to Leyu. Leyu says, I'll shoot a three. No good. Rebound comes away to Larimore. And he's fouled by Gettler.
That's the third.
Boy, Gettler had no fouls at all about a minute and a half ago. He's got three already.
Yep. He's out there to do what he's in there to do. So, he missed a little chippy layup. I know he's mad at himself for that. We're going to get to see another Lion here for the first time tonight as Carter Hamby about to check into the lineup. That first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is good.
Well, you have what you call a designated fouler, John.
Yeah, and that was Gettler for sure. And then now they're bringing in
somebody with
Carter
Hamby
with no fouls, so he's going to be able to pick up several fouls here. Second free throw, good. And almost now, Keith, the fouls are just really, really, not even smart to extend this game anymore.
At this point in time, you just let them play.
It's an 18-point game with a minute and nine to play. I mean, you know, it's all irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm Coach Gershak, I'm just saying, guys, just play basketball.
Yeah. And, you know, the Lions have done an admirable job here. There's no doubt about that.
The thing about it is we was talking about Noah Heath. I tell you, man, they really shut him down this second half, John.
A lot of focus on him because he was really hurting the Blackhawks, and they focused on him. And Leyu has had his opportunities down low, and, he's a human highlight reel when he goes to the rim for the dunks.
Yeah.
But not really strong with the ball at all down low.
Heath now. Heath with a little five-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound comes away to Childers. And Ethan Childers shoots put for two.
Harrison Holbrook up ahead, and he's got it stolen away by Heath all the way to the rim for two. 61-47, 42 seconds to play.
Well, there's no quit in this line team.
Nope.
Larimore now gets the ball to Holbrook. Holbrook now back out to Jacquet. If that would have went in.
Oh,
and another block by Leyu. Gets the ball to Huffman. Huffman goes coast to coast. No good. Rebound comes away to Holbrook. Holbrook to Broyhill. And looks like Broyhill's just going to dribble it on out here.
Gives it out to Eli Johnson, who's going to be the...
Well, he's the player of the game for the Blackhawks.
No doubt.
For sure.
Scoring leader. And that's going to do it. Your final score from Miller's Creek, the first ever matchup between West Wilkes and Miller's Creek Christian School, 61-47. The final. We're back with the Wilkes Communications postgame show in a moment.
Miller Funeral Service and Crematory is committed to providing safe and compassionate services. Miller Funeral Service and Crematory offers complete pre-planning entirely done online. You can visit our website, millerfuneralservice.com, and select pre-plan, then select plan online to begin the process. If you have any questions or would like to meet in person, just call us at 336-838-3104. Wilkes County's only locally owned funeral home, Miller Funeral Service and Crematory.
New look, same high quality care. At Hugh Chatham Health, you'll continue to receive the care you expect from your providers. Hugh Chatham Health is where medical experts come together to deliver a network of physical and mental health services for your family and a nationally recognized patient experience for the entire community. After nearly a century of providing exceptional care, our focus is still on you. Hugh Chatham Health, where your health is our passion. For more information, visit hughchatham.org.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Positions available are CDL drivers, manufacturing crew members, in-store retail merchandising reps, sales and customer service, plus a variety of corporate administrative roles. Apply today by visiting ecmd.com and see all their open roles, offering world-class benefits with over 14 locations in the U.S. and locally two manufacturing plants in Wilkesboro and a large distribution center in Elkin. ECMD is one of the fastest-growing companies, as well as a top 100 privately held company in North Carolina. Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Apply now at ecmd.com.
A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkes Communications post-game show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And your final score tonight from West Wilkes High School, 61-47. The West Wilkes varsity boys over the Millers Creek Christian School lines in the first ever meeting between these two teams. And I'm glad we were able to be here tonight to cover this game, Keith. The Lions, pretty good team.
Well, yeah.
They got a couple of kids that can really play, and Greer was really impressive tonight.
He definitely was, but Noah Heath led him with 16 points.
Heath was impressive.
He led him with 16 points, Leu with 14, and, Eli Johnson had probably the game of his life with 21 points.
Yeah.
And, just being able to see what they have, and I have to say one thing about Coach David Gerchick. I mean, for only having seven ball players.
Oh, yeah.
Now, first of all, you got to give just a little bit of credit because a lot of them kids never come off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
John.
I mean, they were sucking wind, and I understand why.
And, West, Coach Phipps has six, seven guys he can run in and out. And but you only got seven ball players. I've been in situations like that before. I mean, you just hope nobody fouls out.
And it's really, really tough.
But, so it said something about their capability because, anytime he goes into any kind of game, he just tells his guys, guys, you just got to just play all the way because,
Yeah. And for West Wilkes, too, Keith, they desperately needed a win tonight against whoever. I mean, if they were playing the John and Keith knockoffs tonight, they needed a win.
Yeah, they definitely needed a win. But, there in that fourth quarter, I seen some things, and I know if you had talked to Coach Phipps, he'd say the same thing. They kind of went to some of the things why they are 0-6.
Yep.
I mean, you could see things. We saw a couple of plays right there, just complete lack of hustle.
And
that's what, as a coach, would kill you.
And Keith, they're better than their record. I mean, they are, so far as ability, there's some individual ability on this team. I don't know what it's going to take for it to click. If it is just effort, they say you can't coach effort, and I know you can't. You either have it or you don't. I mean, you got to have the want to put that effort in on the court. And we saw some things, so lackadaisical play at times throughout the game, but as you said, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, especially that one, the one rebound where the Huffman kid just actually just run in there and nobody was there. He just got the ball and put it back in. And, you know, as a coach, you know, that just really got to kind of has to grate with you.
I mean, you know, if somebody beats me, I'll shake your hand. But if somebody just lets me have it, I mean, that's another thing.
Well, you know, and that right there, you know, I know the game was over.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as score-wise and everything. But, you know, I was always taught to play until the buzzer buzzes. And that's, you know, I'm old school. You can say what you want. You know, I don't care what the score is. You forget about the score. You just play. And, you know, I seen just a little bit. I say, let's call it what it is, a lack of effort.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I hope, you know, as the season progresses, that Coach Phipps can keep working on that because there's a lot of talent on that team. And they're better than their record shows. If they could get that effort combined with their talent, I think they'd be a different team by the end of the season.
Well, see, the other thing is, too, is what games we've seen West at seems like that once you can just kind of see when they get down just a little bit, they just kind of say, well, here it comes again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at that point in time.
They just sort of give up.
It you know, and in this game tonight, I think as much as anything, reason why they really wanted this one, first of all, it was a local game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that. You know, they don't want to be said that they want to be the first Wilkes County team to lose to Millers Creek Christian School. You know that as a coach, you got to kind of play that into things. And so, you know, from that standpoint, I mean, Eli Johnson really played a heck of a ball game.
Most of those were to the hole.
Yeah.
I think he maybe had one three-pointer, but the rest of them were just taking it right to the hole, right into the chest of the defender. And then they come
And,
up.
I mean, that's right at Lee.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about a 6'5", 6'6", kid. I mean – And, you know, if I'm Coach Gerchak, I'll tell you what I would be doing. Me and Mr. Lay would be doing some weightlifting right there because, I tell you, he had flashes of brilliance.
Yes, yes.
I mean, just flashes of brilliance. But a lot of times, like you said, he would settle.
Fall away from the basket when he should be attacking that rim. Every time I say that about, you know, Baycott with Carolina, you know, sometimes he's just a little soft on the inside. And Layu's, with all the ability that he has, some meat on his bones and work in the weight room and on his footwork down low on the block would make a huge difference. But what an honor to broadcast our very first Millers Creek Christian School game tonight. And, again, the final score, I think it was 67-41, was it? The final 67-41 as West Wilkes comes away with a big win. That's going to do it for us for tonight. From West Wilkes High School, I'm John Wishon. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Keith Bryan, hope you'll join us right back here in Millers Creek next Friday night. Big in-county rivalry. We'll be right here on the baseline again next Friday night for North Wilkes at West Wilkes. Until then, we'll remind you the most important thing we'll say all night long, and that is this. There's only one man that can make you a winner in the game of life, and that is the man, Christ.
It's the Wilkes Communications post-game show online.
We hope you've enjoyed our game of the week. High school sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owing, State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, New Chatham Memorial Hospital. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.